It's time to open a thrift shop with DJ Frederick. Well, hello and welcome to my very humble and very homemade radio show, The Radio Thrift Shop. We're digging deep into the musical delights from the past century of recorded sound here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and online at classicalwscs.org. Well, I've got an interesting listening experience for you this evening. We're going to be hearing a lot of cover tunes dredged up from the dusty bins of the thrift shop basement. So hang on to your headphones. This is the Radio Thrift Shop Covers Show. Phil Upchurch with Strawberry Letter 23. Before that, cover version of Tubular Bells by Billy Green and the Love Machine. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop. Light up the lava lamp and come on a musical journey deep into the world of 78s, 33s, 45s, 8-tracks, and cassettes. The Thrift Shop is open for musical exploration, and this evening, it's the Thrift Shop Covers Show. I've got dust on my fingers.
Here's a program from our archives. This week, as the shofar, the ram's horn, is sounding in synagogues all over the world, Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, is being celebrated. Traditionally, the observance of the holiday includes the custom of symbolically casting off the spiritual debris of the previous year's misdeeds. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the Pulse of the Planet.
There's an ancient Rosh Hashanah custom known as tashlich, which means casting away, where we go to a body of water, preferably one that has fish inside, recite various mystical prayers, and symbolically shake our garments as if emptying the crumbs in our pockets into the sea.
Rabbi Eli Gewirtz is the National Director of Partners in Torah.
We know that clothing represents what covers up our essence. It's relatively simple to clean clothing. Some crumbs we have to get rid of. When we stray from the path of the Creator, we need to shake our facade somewhat, our clothing, to rid ourselves of those crumbs which make us unattractive and distant from God. We throw our spiritual crumbs into a body of water with fish inside to say that although we have sinned, we don't want our mistakes to be wasted. Just as there will be some benefit when the fish eat up those crumbs, we too hope to benefit by way of learning and growing from our past misdeeds, so that we'll become an even better person than we were before we had sinned.
If you have a question about this or any of the other programs in our series, we'd like to hear from you. Our email address is pulse@igc.org. That's pulse@igc.org. Thank you.
Barbara Streisand with her cover of Laura Nyro's Stony End. Before that, from New Zealand, Tom Thumb from a 45 released back in 1969, If I Were a Carpenter, cover of Tim Hardin's amazing song. This is DJ Frederick. You're tuned to The Covers Show on the Radio Thrift Shop. Let's dig back into the crate.
Thank you.
That was the band Mo, no relation, with In Memory of Elizabeth Reed, an Allman Brothers Band cover. Before that, Lincoln Mayorga with a cover of Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young's Sweet Judy Blue Eyes. Yep, this is DJ Frederick. You're tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop, and this is the Covers Show.
Exploring science and the sea. Black corals are different from most coral species. Most coral skeletons, for example, are made of calcium carbonate, the mineral that makes up chalk. The skeleton of a black coral, though, is made of proteins and chitin, the stuff that makes up insect skeletons. And black coral doesn't rely on algae to provide most of its food. Instead, it feeds on tiny organisms that drift by on the currents. And there's one other difference. In the United States, black corals from Hawaii are the only species that can be legally harvested to make jewelry. Coral jewelry is beautiful, but it's not a good idea because it helps hasten the demise of coral reefs, which makes some of the most beautiful habitat on the planet. Reefs are home to abundant fish and shellfish. In fact, a quarter of all fish live on reefs. Corals are in decline, though. Higher water temperatures have killed many, and water pollution, commercial fishing, and other human activities are adding to the woes. That includes jewelry making. Although many reefs and species are protected by laws and treaties, corals are still harvested to make jewelry and other baubles. The black corals of Hawaii are the only legally harvested domestic source. The coral fishery was started there in the 1950s. The corals are harvested according to state and federal regulations, and they're taken by certified divers who use special techniques to minimize the damage, providing a source of coral jewelry that's less harmful to the environment. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute and is available as a weekly podcast at scienceandthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
If I could, they call her I love her.
So please.
Another pleasant valley, sunrise, sunset, and another pleasant valley.
Well, there's an extensive set of cover tunes from the Monkees. Carole King from 1966 with Pleasant Valley Sunday. Before that, the Grapes of Wrath with Porpoise Song. The Sons of Champlin and Shades of Grey from 1967. The King of Luxembourg and Valerie. And we started off with the Golden Gate Strings. Play the theme from the Monkees. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. I do hope that this show has been eclectic and interesting, relaxed yet engaging at the same time. You can contact me via Facebook. Just look for the group Radio Thrift Shop.
This is Bird Note. Among the most evocative sounds of early autumn are the voices of migratory geese, flying high overhead in V formation. The migrating Canada geese heard here are returning from nesting in Canada and Alaska. But what about that V formation, angling outward like a ship's wake through the sky? This phenomenon, a kind of synchronized aerial tailgating, marks the flight of flocks of larger birds, like geese or pelicans, but isn't seen in smaller birds like robins or sandpipers. Most observers believe there's a straightforward reason for flying in a V. Each bird behind the leader is taking advantage of the lift of a corkscrew of air coming off the wingtips of the bird in front. This corkscrew updraft is called a tip vortex. Such efficiency enables the geese to save considerable energy during long flights. The V formation may also enhance birds' ability to see and hear each other, thus avoiding mid-air collisions. So migrating birds that do form V formations combine the benefits of aerial updrafts and communication. Small birds probably do not create enough of an updraft to help others in the flock and don't fly in V formation. Learn more about the aerodynamics of flight on our website, birdnote.org. I'm Michael Stein.
This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and online at classicalwscs.org. We're going to cruise on out of the covers show here at the Radio Thrift Shop with Doc Severinsen and his cover of King Crimson's Court of the Crimson King. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.